AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Neighbors say authorities have raided a home next door to the house where the family of San Bernardino, California shooter Syed Farouk used to live in Riverside, California. Meanwhile, Ralph Nelson, who came to a memorial near the Inland Regional Center that was the site of this week's shooting, says he can't believe terrorism has struck his city.
There's no other reason but for radical. You know, you wouldn't do that for, who's going to leave a kid for any other reason for because they had a bad day at work?
FBI spokeswoman Laura I. Miller says agents served a federal search warrant at the house overnight. She declined to talk about what they were looking for. President Obama says there's a real threat from people succumbing to violent extremist ideologies.
We know that ISIL and other terrorist groups are actively encouraging people around the world and in our country to commit terrible acts of violence, oftentimes as lone wolf actors. And even as we work to prevent attacks, all of us, government, law enforcement, communities, faith leaders, need to work together to prevent people from falling victim to these hateful ideologies.
He spoke in his weekly address. In the Republican address, Congresswoman Candace Miller says there continues to be loopholes in the visa waiver program that could allow dangerous people into the U.S.
The Department of Homeland Security checks all visa applicants against our terrorism databases. But other countries often don't give us all of the information that we need to identify possible threats.
The national head of Planned Parenthood both mourned with and rallied supporters in Colorado today before meeting quietly with workers credited for saving lives in last week's shooting at a clinic in Colorado Springs. This is AP Radio News. Iowa puts its unbeaten record on the line against one-loss Michigan State in the Big Ten title game.
It's unbeaten Iowa and 11-1 Michigan State playing for the Big Ten title and a likely invitation to the college football playoff. Both are well-balanced with a focus on defense. Hawkeye Desmond King looks to add to his interception total against quarterback Connor Cook. King leads the nation with 8 picks. The Spartans have an edge in the passing game with receiver Aaron Burbidge averaging 96 yards. Iowa running back Jordan Canzari averages 96 on the ground. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
The Cosmopolitan Hotel Casino in Las Vegas is removing all artificial foliage outdoors. A county investigation revealed fake palm trees involved in a summertime fire there can burn 10 times more intensely than an actual tree. A fire in July caused $2 million in damages. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.